USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein may soon be out of a job. He's currently at the White House, where NBC News is reporting Rosenstein is going to refuse to resign in an expected White House meeting that's believed to just be beginning. They say he will tell John Kelly, the White House Chief of Staff, that he would have to be fired if President Trump wants him out. That followed an earlier report by Axios that Rosenstein has verbally resigned in a phone call already with White House Chief of Staff Kelly. Comedian Bill Cosby will soon be sentenced for drugging and sexually assaulting a former Temple University Athletics Department staffer at his home in 2004. Cosby's sentencing hearing starting today in Pennsylvania. He was found guilty last April. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
A second woman making allegations of sexual misconduct against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. The New Yorker reports Deborah Ramirez claims Kavanaugh exposed himself in front of her when they were at a party at Yale in the early 1980s. Jane Meyer co-authored the story in The New Yorker and says Ramirez was hesitant to go public with this.
She did spend 6 days trying to make sure that she remembered this clearly enough to want to come forward and put herself into the middle of this.
She was speaking on MSNBC. Kavanaugh says the allegation is, quote, a smear, plain and simple. And President Trump said of these latest allegations against his nominee as he arrived at the United Nations this morning.
People that come out of the woodwork from 36 years ago and 30 years ago and never mentioned it, all of a sudden it happens. In my opinion, it's totally political.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
The latest tariffs against China are now in effect as the Trump administration last week unveiled its plan to hit $200 billion worth of Chinese imports with 10% tariffs, a penalty that will jump to 25% at the end of the year. China's hit back with its own sanctions on $60 billion of U.S. goods. China has also called off some trade talks it was supposed to be having with the United States. An iconic American company changing its name.
The global leader in weight management around the world, Weight Watchers.
Weight Watchers CEO Mindy Grossman announcing the company's changing its name during a national TV appearance on Monday morning.
Weight Watchers is moving to WW.
Grossman saying on NBC's Today show that it's renaming itself WW as part of an effort to focus more on overall health instead of just weight loss. The battle against HIV and AIDS taking a big step forward as researchers say they've developed the first HIV immunotherapy drug that is safe and tolerable for people. The drug developed by scientists at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill has been proven safe and tolerable in preliminary results from a first phase clinical trial. And Tiger Woods celebrating his first victory on the links in more than 5 years. With that tour championship win yesterday, it was also his 80th victory of his PGA career. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.